So we've gone through the instinctual period. We put it below the threshold of consciousness. Then you move in to develop in the emotional body. In the emotional body, you learn to feel. You learn to interact on the feeling level. Now, this opens the door to lots of things to master. The emotions is one of the most difficult things to master in our progression. It just is very taxing for us because we have all these problems that surface on the emotional level. We have jealousy, for instance. We have hate, love, all these feelings, the positive and negative feelings. People get their feelings hurt just really easy sometimes. And it's amazing how easy it is to hurt feelings, isn't it? Have you ever hurt somebody's feelings and you just thought you were just saying something really harmless?
But if you hurt somebody else's feelings, that's putting us in charge of their feelings, and everybody's in charge of their own feelings. Take responsibility for somebody else's reaction.
Right, you don't have to take responsibility for it, but what I'm saying is it's amazing the difficulty of the interplay to make life go smoothly when you're interacting on an emotional level. And so it's very difficult to pass through this emotional attention, because once a person rises above the instinctual level, his attention is on the astral body, the feeling, the lower feeling nature. He has to master all these things like jealousy and all these negative feelings that develop. And it takes a long time to do this. It takes many lifetimes to master this emotional level. And the trouble with the emotional body, it turns everything upside down. It's like looking in a mirror. When you look in a mirror, you don't see your true self. You see a reflected self. And when we are centered in the emotional body, we never see things as they really are. This is why you can say something that's very harmless, maybe even compliment somebody. I've complimented a female before saying something like, you look nice today. And she'll say, well, didn't I look nice yesterday? So sometimes even when you do your best, you will offend people. You'll be like a bull in a china shop with people on the emotional level. And some people just don't want to be happy. Some people are looking for ways to be offended. You ever go to some of these different sites on the internet and post a feeling that's a thought that's a little bit opposed to the common idea they're purporting? Man, boy, you get rage thrown back at you. It's amazing.
Hey, JJ.
Yeah.
One of the gatherings a couple of years ago from here, I never met him before. He comes up to me in the hallway and says, gives my handle, Lorraine's home at Yahoo. I said, yep, that's me. He says, well, I just want you to know that about last year sometime, you posted something and it really offended me. And I spent the whole year being mad at you. But I can see you now, and you're not at all the person that I thought you were when you posted this thing. So I just want to say that I'm sorry, and can you forgive me? And I'm like, well, yeah. I haven't.
Yeah, nothing to forgive, huh? Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what a perilous world this emotional world is. And it's funny, when I started posting things online, I thought, you know, going online will probably be a lot easier than the physical world because you have time to think before you post. So rather than posting something really rude, if it sounds rude, you can read it over. Yeah, I won't send that, you know. And so I thought it ought to be, everything ought to go a lot more smoothly online than on encounters because you have time to think. Boy, was I wrong. It's amazing. People get offended online, I think, even easier than in person. As a matter of fact, sometimes when you meet a person from online that you think has it in for you and you meet them, they seem a lot friendlier than they were online, which is just the opposite of the way that I thought it would be. I kind of was under the assumption that because people had time to think about what they said, that online discourse would wind up being really smooth. But that's one area that I misjudged somewhat. And I've been online. I first joined AOL when it had just a few thousand members in the early 90s. So I've been online for clear from the beginning. But it was kind of interesting when the forums first started. The people were a little bit more polite back than when we very first started. But after everybody got into it, now I think they feel because the person is maybe 1,000 miles away, they can say whatever they want to them and they're not going to whack them or do anything physically to them. So I think people are more emboldened. Also, if they have some handle where they're anonymous, then they feel they can insult people even more. So, yeah, we've reached a new level of disrespect by our online presentations, but getting back, though, it's interesting how difficult it is to handle the emotional body so that it is under control. But when we begin to get it under control is when we open up the mental part of ourselves. Now, again, we're not talking about brain, but we're talking about the part of ourselves that can reason and use logic. And this part of our being is part of our total makeup. It's just not in our brain. It's in our aura. It's in the cells of our body. It's even in our heart. Remember what the scripture says? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Thinks in his heart. And that's part of the mind. The mind is capable of thinking in the heart. And once you learn to think in your heart, to think in your brain, to think in your gut, to think in your feet and your toes and your ears and your eyes, to think in your whole being, then you open up a whole new avenue. And then when the mind begins to open up, it begins to take control of the lower part of our nature. And then when the lower part of our nature gets out of control, it says, hey, you know, you need to listen to reason here. And then the mind will throw reason to the emotional body. And the reason will whip the emotional body into subjection. And when this happens, it's a tremendous step forward for the disciple. Now, about 90% of the population do not have the mental part of themselves open. When they think mind, they're really just thinking brain. But mind is different from brain because mind is capable of pure reason. And this is what must be developed in ourselves as we progress along. And so when mind begins to open up, then energy can truly follow thought. Energy follows thinking a little bit for the emotional polarized person, but not nearly as much as the person that opens up his mental body, because he subjects then his lower self to the higher part of himself. Now, there's several parts of your mind. There's the lower mind and the higher mind, but overall, like say, there's several layers to the emotional body also. And there's several layers to each part of ourselves. And after we die, we will go to the place where the center of our attention is. If we're centered on the emotional body, we will go to a realm made out of astral matter of that vibration where we're centered. And so this where we center our attention it creates our own reality. And this is one of the esoteric truths, is we create our own reality. And we do this a lot more than we think. We create it on the emotional level, the mental level, the instinctual level, but wherever we are. So the key for most of us is to, right now, is to make sure that we're centered on the mind or higher. If we're centered on the mind or higher, then people will not have power to disturb your emotional body. They can come and insult you, and you can let it pass through you. Now, there are times when maybe somebody says something to you that deserves a response. But that response, if you're centered on the mind, will be judged mentally rather than emotionally.